It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You would win, you, Bo. You would. You would. You would, huh? That's how you feel. That's how you feeling over there. Okay.
I heard Bone Crusher performed in the third quarter yesterday. Oh, really? Too at the game.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Never scared.
Yeah.
I ain't never scared.
I mean, that's one thing about it. We talked about it yesterday on the tailgate show. The Wait for a Tailgate show was game one kickoff, first half. And then we'll see. But that beginning is going to be great. Yes. Falcons fans are going to be fired up.
Yes.
They're ready for it. They've all flushed the demons and come back for more. And then, you know, game one went the way that so many games have gone before. Yeah. And all of those demons came rushing back, I'm sure. And again, it's one game. There's a lot of season left, blah, blah, blah. But that's
– nobody want to hear that right now.
Yeah, you only say that. I wouldn't have said that if they would have won yesterday.
No.
I wouldn't have said it's only one game and there's a lot of season left if they were 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to – I was speaking on – you got to tomorrow, and then it's back – then it's on to Minnesota, man. It was just an unfortunate loss. We will get the phone lines open this hour, matter of fact.
We sure will.
So y'all can get on and let us know. You know the rules. Just don't cuss, all right? Mm-hmm. I know the Falcons will make you want to, but just don't do that because me and Andy ain't got no time or no time to be paying the FCCC all that bread.
Yeah, we can't be doing
that. Yeah, we can't be doing
We're all on the same team here, right? We can't be giving the FCC random donations because of an F word, you know?
Yeah.
We've been through this before. Yes. So, yeah, we'll get the phone lines open in about 40 minutes, 404-726-0929, and you can call us and you can tell us how the Falcons have made you feel.
Yes.
Once again. We will talk through it together. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle and talk about some of the fun games that happened yesterday.
Well, let's go. Set.
The Falcons game was actually pretty fun for
most of
it.
It was a fun game.
It just ended unfun.
That damn energy in that building.
Yeah, it was good.
You could feel it in the TV, man.
It was really good.
Damn.
Really good. And a lot of positives. And we'll talk through some of those as well. But phone lines will be open in about 35 minutes. Let's start with the game that happened longest ago that we haven't talked about yet. Chiefs and Chargers. It's a hell of a performance from Justin Herbert, man.
Man, you want to talk about a statement by him?
No that kidding. Dude,
and then the big display was the scramble after the game. I mean, 3rd and 14 runs it, slides, you know, and eventually just prevailed. But, like, the Chargers having Keenan Allen back, being able to run the football, the Chiefs did not look like the Chiefs. And what I mean by that is bickering. You saw Chris Jones. That ain't them. And then Patrick Mahomes, he tried his best. He did his best, but when you tell me that you're down all your damn receivers, I mean, Xavier Worthy runs into Travis Kelce, or Travis Kelce runs into him, dislocates his damn shoulder. Now, he ain't the biggest dude in the world, so I don't know how long he's going to be out with that. But, yeah, the damn Chargers. I mean, we know how talented Justin Herbert is, and we know how great of a coach that Jim is.
Yeah.
But they got a good ass. I know they lost Slater, but damn, Alt was over there holding it down.
He looked
on the left.
I mean, he looked like an all-pro left tackle.
He was holding
down. Phenomenal.
Yes.
There's not a lot of teams in the NFL that can lose their all-pro left tackle.
Yes.
Put another guy in there and have him look like that.
Yes.
And that was it was impressive.
Yes.
You know, and that's a division we talked about leading into the year. I mean, the default is an understandable.
Everybody won, but the Chargers.
Kansas City.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, the Chargers are really talented.
Yeah, man.
Now, they are the Chargers.
They are.
And something terrible likely will happen.
They are.
They're talented. Yeah, like you said, the Raiders got their first win with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith yesterday as well. Ashton Jeanty got in the end zone. And then the Broncos won their game yesterday, too.
Yeah, that was an ugly win.
It was an ugly
win. Bo Nix played like he was a young player.
He did
not play well yesterday. But
floppy.
The Titans are bad. But, hell, they had a chance if Ridd makes a catch. Mm-hmm. Ridd makes a catch. They got their drive still going. But, yeah, I mean, but yeah, the AFC West It might not just now. I don't count them out because they got 15.
No, it's one game. It's one and game. They have Patrick Mahomes. Now, and they lost to the Chargers.
And you know who they got coming in the Arrowhead this week? Them damn Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh,
yeah. So.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You don't want to. I mean, again, even if they lose, I won't count them out.
Right.
Because of the track record.
Yes.
And the quarterback.
Yes.
You don't want to start 0-2.
Yeah, man.
We know the all too well. We know the percentages when you start 0-2. All right. Let's work back in the other direction. Let's talk about the game that happened late last night. What a fun game, man. What a great way to start the season. Let's hear Josh Allen completing a pass to Keon Coleman.
Here's the snap. Allen has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws. It's high. And it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox. But Coleman's the one that ends up with it. Agent Zero with a touchdown.
I'm going to tell you
something. Well, it got tipped.
It got tipped.
And then he still caught it.
But Baltimore should be ashamed of themselves. They should not lose this game. They can't. I mean, but yet the Buffalo Bills. That dude's 17. I still think Lamar should have been the MVP last year. Don't get me wrong. But that dude right there is different.
I mean, they're both so special.
He is a different player, like special. Like, I'm going to take Buffalo, and we're going to get us a damn parade eventually here. He was freaking outstanding yesterday. Lamar was good, too. But Josh Allen was unbelievable yesterday. I think that, you know, but the Ravens had it. Like Derrick Henry, they couldn't stop him.
Couldn't stop him.
But Ed Oliver got the ball off of him.
Yep, just a great play.
Ed Oliver had a great game.
He's such a good player.
He had a great game yesterday.
I mean, Derrick Henry just embarrasses people, man. Is that getting stiff-armed by Derrick Henry?
It should not be an insult.
Just saying it seems like it would be one of the – on a football field, there's got to be a lot of bad things that can happen to you.
That seems
like one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Like, he can't do nobody any worse than he did Josh Gordon.
No.
Not Josh Norman.
Yeah, he threw him into the center of the earth.
But, yeah, yesterday he got him another one, man. But, yeah, good win for – I mean, that dude number 17 in Buffalo.
That's a great win for Buffalo.
That's a great win because they have the 30th ranked schedule.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Easy. Their favorite
– How the hell they get that?
It's the AFC East.
Oh, okay.
They're favored in the rest of their games.
Man.
Yeah. They're favored all 16 games.
Baltimore, and you have to be a head coach for a long time in order to have this stat, but nobody has ever blown more second-half double-digit leads as a head coach than John Harbaugh.
Because he gets conservative.
They do.
He wants to rely on his defense. Your best player is the most valuable player of the league twice. Let him lose the damn game. Let him lose the game. But, yeah, Baltimore's defense is too good. But Josh Allen was special yesterday.
It's crazy because both of those defenses, I think, are pretty good, and they both gave up 40 just because both of those quarterbacks and offenses.
Yes.
Like, in a lot of the games, even the Falcons and the Bucks games, the offense just looked
raggedy.
Not ready yet. They're not clicking yet. You want to call the defense ahead of the offense, whatever. I think it's more offenses just look out of sync than anything. Not those two.
Uh-uh.
Those two offenses looked ready. And I hope they play again. Obviously, they played a classic in the playoffs last year.
These last two games,
I would love to see it. I would love to see those guys square off again. All right, let's hear from Micah Parsons. He made his debut with the Packers yesterday, and it went well.
I can't lie, it gave me chills. This environment, the first time, how they embraced me, the fans. This was one of one. You know, this was really just a blessing in disguise. My man Jay Love told me it'd be this nice, and I think, you know, nothing he could have said, I could imagine it'd be like this.
Let me tell you something, man. That dude is different. He is a whole different. And I'm talking about Bunk. He played 29 plays.
Yeah.
29.
They were limiting him, obviously.
The way he just pursues is crazy. Now, him and Penei Sewell, although they talked after the game, they're going to be rivals for a long time because in the same division. Penei Sewell, one of the best tackles of football. He couldn't do nothing with Micah yesterday. And the crazy thing about it is how Micah beats people with the same inside move. You know, as a lineman, don't give up the inside. And he just continuously gets it. But just the pursuit that dude, that engine.
Just go look at the sack that he got, and there's just not very many other people ever.
And he's a great player, but he's a great player with a damn motor that just goes
They had him double teamed and stopped.
Yes.
And somehow he burst right through there.
Explosive. Looked
from like stopped to going 30 miles an hour, and then Goff's rolling out the other way, and he tracks him down and gets him on the ground for a sack. It's just like – how?
Yes.
At that level, when it's the highest level of athletes in the world? How could one guy look that much more athletic than everybody
29
else?
29 plays, they got three sacks, and it was the lowest output of yardage when he was on the field for the Lions.
Yeah.
Period.
By the way, 27-13 win over the Lions is a nice way to start your season.
Yes.
At home against the division rival. Lions.
You could tell Ben Johnson ain't there.
Looked a little, it's going to be a real tough one tonight for the Lions if the Bears go out there and drop like 38 or whatever.
But the thing about them was the same thing happened to them that happened in Atlanta. They couldn't run the ball. Mm-hmm. They got two of the, they got another 1-2 punch and everything like that in Gibbs and Williams. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Couldn't get nothing going. But I mean, I know as great as Micah Parsons is, and he's great, Jordan Love was good yesterday. And they need him to be good, and they need them young receivers to be good also.
A lot of just kind of dump-offs and, like, checkdowns from the Lions yesterday. Jahmyr Gibbs set a record. Lowest yards for a player with 10 receptions in a game in NFL history. 10 catches, 31 yards. Just a bunch of little dumps.
Because he couldn't do nothing. He was under damn pressure. Mm-hmm. They were getting after him.
Yeah, because Micah Parsons.
Because Micah Parsons was
cutting. But also, Rashawn Gary, too. And when those guys figure it out together.
Rashawn Gary's already a Pro Bowl outside linebacker.
I don't know,
man. You put, oh, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
Watch out.
Watch out. Yeah, I mean, the Packers, the sky's the limit for the Packers right now. That quarterback, Love, played as good as anybody in the second half last year, maybe outside of Allen and Lamar.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to put him up there.
But he's good.
He played really, really well, and they got a lot of weapons on that team. All right. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. He talked about how it wasn't personal. And then,
Yeah, sure
it wasn't. Here it is.
You spoke about the meeting with Aaron Glenn on McAfee a few months ago. Beating him, is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him?
Duh. Who the hell is this asking this question?
Happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
Who's asking the question? What a dumbass question.
I don't know.
I mean, anyways, no. Aaron had every right to be mad. I mean, you make this man fly all the way across the country to tell him to his face, you could call my damn agent. And the disrespect, Aaron looked good.
He did.
Aaron looked good. He was moving well. He showed you how he can throw the football. I thought Arthur Smith was in his damn bag yesterday. Just the play action passes, the insertion of the receiver into the line to get the corner out. Austin, the damn...
Oh, Calvin Austin. Yeah.
The,
he had a
the
nice
love
game.
For Jonnu is always going to be there.
Jet sweep Jonnu touchdown.
Yeah, why not? It's always going to be there.
I saw somebody tweet this and they were right. The moment they traded for Jonnu Smith, that play went into the playbook.
No doubt.
Or it's already there. It was already there.
They ran a screen in the first half.
He was like, good, I can put this right back in there.
Yeah, they ran a screen in the first half of Jonnu. I'm telling you, but on the other side.
Yeah, Justin Fields played good. Yeah, he had a
good
game.
Justin Fields played a really good game, clean game, nice touchdown to Garrett, a couple touchdown runs. The Jets' defense ain't where I thought it would be, but they got enough talent to probably fix it. They got a new system with AG and all that. But, yeah, I thought Aaron was – they can't run a damn ball. They couldn't run to save their damn life. And the Jets, the way Justin played, the way Breece Hall played – I mean, they got something if Justin can just play in with them within himself. But I thought Justin was really, really good. Now, if I'm Garrett Woods, I'm gonna have an issue with him though. Running for that first down, dog. Don't get me blown up like that. It was some big hits yesterday, boy. That damn hit that Myles Garrett put on Pojo Burrow.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, Myles Garrett absolutely wrecked that football game.
Yes.
We'll come back and tell. Yes. They almost.
Yeah, I told you. I tried to tell you. I was like, I don't know about the – I was like, it ain't about that.
To hold that offense to that few yards is –
it's the Browns.
The hell
it's
of
the
a
Browns, and it's opening day.
Now, they still lost.
Yeah, they lost.
They still lost, which is the Browns' way. But, yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that one. Bunch of other fun games from yesterday. NFL No Huddle Part 2 coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.